We're going to take questions, then we'll pray. Because by midnight today, 12, we're going to be praying midnight groanings. Yes. And we are building stamina, we're strengthening ourselves, we're building up our faith, so that many of us will realize in years to come that, I grew spiritually, I grew. If you grow under a careless pastor, you'll be very careless. A pastor, they are fasting, the pastor, brother, drink Zobo. He's a very careless person. Don't grow around those kind of people. You will not even grow around those kind of people. You will be stunned. I want to believe that questions are already coming. So let's take the questions tonight. Then I'm going to pray with us.
Good evening, Pastor Sir. Thank you very much for that powerful sermon. The first question here says, I've fallen too many times that my heart is hardened. I go back over and over again. My problem is not sin. It is weight. But I am so far that it feels like I'm alone. What can I do?
Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The fact that you know that you are falling over and over again means that you cannot help yourself. Then you will come to him and pour out your heart. He says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. That's weight. Heavy laden. And I will give you. It means that all the while you are not coming to him. You are still believing, I can help myself. I can handle it. You know, one of the biggest traps to falling into sin is, I can handle it. Yeah? I can handle it. No, you can't handle it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you what? Rest. He now says, learn of me. When you have come to me, you will know that my yoke is easy. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your what? Soul. So what you need to do is to see this weight. The Bible says, the simple. He said, let us lay aside every weight and sin. Somebody not say, how do I lay it aside? Lay it aside is lay it aside. You know, there are some questions people ask you. You now wonder that, is it hard to say lay it aside? If you see something here and you want to lay it aside, what do? You lay it aside. In other words, God is saying that if you think that social media is your problem, sometimes you go off social media, you lay it aside. If procrastination is your problem, sometimes you decide to carry that thing that you must do and sit on it and say, any devil will fight this matter today, because you are laying aside procrastination. So you set a target time and you tell yourself that I told you that when I got born again, I want to start preaching in bus. The first day I say, God, if I don't preach in bus, let rapture sound, let me not go to heaven anymore. Just let me die and perish in hellfire. That was my this thing. You don't know love. Love is as strong as death. You know what that means? It means that you're saying, I will die instead of watching this thing. And that's what I said. I was working my wife's relationship, and I said, if I sleep with you, I would get leprosy and die. And so there's no, it's not the temptation that I say, hey, let's do it once. No, there's no suggestion of let's do it. Suggestion about what is let's do it. Cannot talk about the talofeku. You know? That was the mindset, because I had that mindset. It was like death. To me, if that thing has not become like death to you as a result of the love that you have for him, we don't run away from certain things because we are scared of judgment, but because we are conscious of our fellowship with him. Because it will always push your fellowship. It will always, and as soon as you cannot fellowship, you cannot hear. When you cannot hear, you will not find direction. Sir, if you say, is it because why did I sleep with another person? That you don't love your wife enough. If you love your wife enough, you will stay there. Say, yes, you don't. You have been distracted from her. Something has taken away her love from you. That's why I teach every single person. I say, you are in a relationship with somebody and they cheat with you with another person. They don't love you enough. You can take this statement, paste it on the wall and say, Pastor Mavis said, they don't love you enough. Love that's supposed to be doing jiggy jiggy in your body. That you, everybody you see will not make sense. That's the only person that makes sense in your life. That's the power of love. Do you understand? Love is a passionate desire that almost comes with obsession for a person, with ultimate plans to seek the person's good. To do whatever the person says, to follow their bidding, to die for them. That's the depth of love. Love for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He had to prove it. Love is action. You prove it. If you really love me, you will keep my commandments. That means if you are not keeping my commandments, your love for me is small. In fact, if you read your Bible, he said in the last days, because iniquity shall abound, the love of men will wax cold. So you see that every time iniquity abounds, it's because love has waxed cold. Let your love come on fire. Yep. Next question.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, good evening, sir. Thank you for this heartfelt message. More grace, sir. In the case where the instruction is given, but an instruction is given by God, but there are no resources to obey the instructions, even when you prayed in faith and you're still hoping God will provide these resources, what can you do in this case?
It's a test. It's a believer's journey to test, to know that even when he said something and you feel like you did not see it, you still believe him that he's the one that said it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There are times in your life where you believe that God sent you to do a particular thing and you're expecting funds for that thing, and the fund did not come, and it will look like, is God a liar? Is a test to prove that you still believe in God. The Bible says concerning Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. In other words, in the face of hopelessness, Abraham still said, I have hope. God has promised this thing, I have not seen it. It doesn't change the fact that God is God. You might be going through a journey that God is trying to prove to you that in the good times and the bad times, whether it works or it doesn't work, I am God. So trust me, regardless of whatever, just trust me. You might be in the school of, you know, there's school called the school of trust. Ah, it's a hard school in this Christian world. Hey, trust in God. Jesus. I saw a particular DP of somebody and I saw what trusting God looked like. Like somebody climbing a ladder and a hand is bringing the other one. And I sat and I was looking and said, Kai, what if I put my hand and the hand does not bring the ladder? Does it mean that God has failed? No, I will still continue again. If I fall, I will stand again. Because I know him whom I believe and I am persuaded that he is able. Even when it looks like he failed, God cannot fail. His trust cannot fail. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When you come to that level of faith, there are certain things that God can say, I will entrust this into your hand now. That's what made Abraham the father of faith. That's why God said, even in the New Testament church, concerning Abraham, you hear what God said? He said, though all of you are born again in Christ Jesus, in fact, that you are born again in Christ Jesus, you are now Abraham's seed. He's still the father of faith. Jesus did not come and say, from now I'm the father of faith. No, Jesus cannot be the father of faith. Why? Because he is the definition of the perfect example and the reality of faith. But he made Abraham the father. So Abraham from the Old Testament did not live in the dispensation of the law, as it were. He lived in an era that predates the law. And when God brought it, he said what Abraham did was accounted unto him as what? Righteousness. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. And the Bible says when Abraham was taking Isaac for the slaughter, the Bible says in the book of Hebrew that he believed that if he puts Isaac to death, God is able to raise him again. So when Abraham was killing Isaac, you know why he was killing Isaac? He was about to kill Isaac because he knows that if I kill him and I turn, another Isaac will show. He wasn't scared. That means he's saying that I own nothing. If you take this Isaac, the Bible says in Hebrews that he believes that God was able to raise him to life again. May God help our faith come alive. It's not the kind of faith where somebody wrote exam and got zero and they resume school. He's not coming to Potter's again. Say, Pastor Marvis prophesied for you. You don't even know. God can compensate that zero with a glorious life outside, and you will know that certain people got a zero and they say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Zero doesn't change God. Zero is not the representation of God. What he has said he will do. And God will say, who is this? That's how heaven responds when he sees people of dangerous faith. Heaven does not keep quiet when men of faith rise. No. Every time Jesus saw a person of faith, he said, I have never seen a faith like this in Jerusalem. He saw another one. He said, so great is your faith. God will always comment when faith is put to work. Forget what anybody is saying. When somebody's there, somebody's crying about a particular thing, and that person finds strength and courage to smile in the midst of the storm, then God will say, you are like my son Jesus. The only person who smiles in the midst of the storm is in the similitude of Jesus. Come, let me now take you out of the storm. Let's learn to trust God. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. This person says, Papa, how do I overcome anger issues, jealousy, and show off?
Kai, it's actually serious sometimes. Anger issues, jealousy, there are three different things. And both of, all of them, two of them, the two are very close, jealousy and show off. Show off is terrible. And one of the reasons for show off and jealousy is inferiority complex. Whenever you feel small or less than yourself, the next thing you want to do is to show somebody you are something that you are not. But if you rely on the understanding of your identity in Christ and you know who you are, there will be no need to be jealous of another person or to try to show or prove anything to anybody. You know why? Everything I need to prove, Jesus has proven it already. For in him I live, I move, I have my being. What you think I don't have, I have it because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Whatever it is you think you know that I don't understand, I don't know. The greater one lives inside of me. That way, I'm not jealous of anyone. I cannot be pissed. Because that anger now is not anger. It's about being angry at the person. So, you see that the person is on social media and you see maybe their Instagram handle and you are bitter. Sometimes, if you see that that person is doing something, you want to kill that bitterness. Sow a seed to what they are doing. So, kill your bitterness and anger. Support what they are doing. Take it on your status and post it. And say, in support of my brother. You just see, Satan will just... You know what Satan will do? Satan will feel so pain. You fall my hand. I say, yes, I'll fall your hand 1,000 times. That's one of the ways to overcome bitterness against people. When you see you are getting bitter against a person, about a person or something, one of the things you must learn to do once in a while, as you see the person coming, smile and mock them. When you leave them, sometimes as if tears is coming from your eyes. But you're strengthening your faith. You're saying, I hold nothing against you. You see their status and Satan is saying, slide off. No. You send the message, good morning, God bless you, have a wonderful day. Oh, Satan will just carry his bag and say, oh, I don't know who you are. I don't know the kind of person you are. Why? Because there is something about love. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love rejoices whenever things are beautiful and lives are moving forward. So don't allow Satan stop you. Anger is, that kind of anger is from the pit of hell. It's not anger. That thing you are calling anger is called bitterness. It's bitterness. You are bitter, jealousy. So three of them go together. Bitterness, jealousy, then show off. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. If I had things to prove to anybody, since I moved into my office, I've never snapped one picture and put on Instagram there. I've seen pastors, the day they buy a car, when I got my car the first time, I did not put it on Instagram by myself. I don't need it. The day I buy my aircraft, it's somebody that will put it online. I'll not bother. I'm not impressing anybody. There's no, I don't have time. It doesn't make any sense. But when you see somebody tomorrow morning, just show on some, what this thing, don't put yourself under pressure. Eh? People that are not supposed to kill you will kill you before your time. But I'm not doing it because I'm scared of anybody. I'm doing it because I understand that Jesus Christ did not have to show off for anything. Jesus Christ did not have to enter, they will climb, stand upon the water. And he said, Peter, let's do a selfie in the water, man. Or climb upon the, when he shared the bread, he now goes to Pilate and said, do you know I shared 5,000 people ate 2 loaves and 5 fishes? You don't need to impress. You don't need to impress. You don't need to do what? Impress. There are many things you will not bother about. They will just happen by themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Let's learn to be a little bit more like Christ and be simple in our approach to things. Anytime you are tempted to always show off too much, calm down. If you are somebody that's advertising your products, it's different.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yep.
This person says, I broke up with my boyfriend recently, which I know that's the only thing holding me back from sin. But I felt so heavy and alone, and the devil keeps making me feel useless. What can I do?
I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And healing rain is falling down. So I'm not afraid. This one is not afraid. I'm not alone. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Satan will make you feel you have lost, you are useless, you don't have sense. Kai, the foolish things of this world, the Bible says God has used it to confound the wise. You know that that thing is holding you back. You now took the step. Satan is now telling you that you are missing. Ah, it's time for you to tell Satan, I'm not missing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. It is natural for you to feel that way. You know why? There's been an emotional attachment. There's been a connection with both of you. It is natural. But the natural man cannot please God. And that's why you must ride above that natural and feeling and stand from the point, that place, that standpoint of the spirit and judge what you have done as right. The righteous man judgeth all things and yet himself not judge. Your emotion is judging you, but you are telling your spirit, no, I did this thing for the sake of the fact that I do not want to lose fellowship that is beautiful. This has been my problem. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So I encourage you. I clap for you. I celebrate you. Yes. Celebrate you. There are many people for the past 1 year, they've not been able to. They know that where they are is the abyss of Satan. But they cannot break up. You are courageous. You are strong. And I celebrate you. I celebrate. And can I assure you, if you did that thing with the sincerity of your heart, I can bet you there's a reward for it. He said, no man who hates brother, sister, friends and everything and follows me. He said, in this world, he will have 100-fold. You will look at the man God will give you in future. You will kneel down and be crying on his knees. He will say, why are you doing that? He said, I don't know if I deserve you. I don't know if I deserve you. You will now remember what you left. Many years ago, my wife left a guy that wanted her to sleep with him by force in relationship thing. And she was crying when she left him because according to her, she liked the guy. But today, I'll be getting message from time to time. You are a good man. You are a blessed man. Brothers and sisters, understand, the Bible says something. There's a scripture that comes to my mind. When you leave certain things that you consider to be mundane to follow your ordination, you will never miss out in life. Follow your ordination. That's where everything, the glory of your life lies. She will probably have been a shadow of herself. I can imagine somebody that does not marry me, what the person will be thinking. I am the marriable, Maria of the Marie. Marinated with love. Garnished with spiritual garlic. And ginger. And the fragrance of fire. Where would I be without you? And somebody is saying that and I feel like, are you God? Brothers and sisters, it is important that some people will never be with some places if God did not plant you in their lives. Don't joke about it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And I don't know. I know it must have been hurtful for her to forsake that. I also know that I left a particular girl after I got born again. That's the only first person I ever talked to in my life. I've not talked to any girl in my life. For I can't remember. Maybe I don't want to say that, but I don't think I've had time. That she's the first person I spoke to. And when I got born again, I went to meet her. She said, you are a small boy. Because of born again. I'm enjoying my small boy. Oh. This small boy is good. Oh. May I continue to be small like this? Oh. It's okay for me. Sometime I heard about certain guys who said they had a picture of the girl with a particular guy and all that. Nude something. It didn't make sense. Kai, Jesus. God has delivered me. Okay, one or two questions. Let's close.
Thank you, sir. This person says, I study so hard, but my results aren't something to write home about. I don't know what to do. Does that mean I'm suffering from a sin? I need help, Papa.
You're not suffering from sin. You're not suffering from sin. It's not everything that is sin. If we ask you now, maybe you plan to study business administration. They gave you regional geography. It's not sin. Sometimes it's a mistake. You are studying a course you don't like. You are studying a course that is frustrating you. Many people are studying courses that they personally hate everything about. So don't let Satan tie you down and say that it's a sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? The common thing in this part of the world is that many of you people in school, you are studying courses that they offered. It was an offer. You just accepted it just to go to school. So most of the times, what you are suffering is as a result of you are studying something you have no business studying. I thought I was a very dull person in my life. I did sciences in secondary school. I thought I was dull. Every math exam, I must sit down with somebody to write something. After I got born again, I was tired. When I got out of secondary school and I wanted to get into university, I started asking myself questions. I said, will I continue like this? How will it be? Because I knew that God would have an assignment for me in university. God said to me while I was there, he said I should switch the course. I switched the course and I discovered that it was as if art students, you people are not doing, you are blowing breeze in the class. Yes. Chemistry, the Y, the X, for further maths, everything. It was further maths, but my life was not going further. It was just there. But as soon as I switched to art, I can't believe in my life. I felt I was a genius. I wrote exams from 100 level down to 500 level down to law school. I did not copy one human being. Hey, I'm a star. You don't know how much of a star you are. You are just being in the wrong place. So let me encourage that person. If you have gone very far with that course to 400 level, fight as much as you can to finish. But that's not the end of your life. But if you are somewhere around 200 level and there is an opportunity to do a change of course form to another department, please switch to something you feel more comfortable with and more alive with. 1 year backward, or sometimes it might be 2 years backward, but you see, that bounce back is to push forward. Many of the times you'll be shocked to know that where you were getting 2.5, you entered another faculty and your first result in that faculty was 4.3. You're not suffering consequences of... That's not the kind of consequence we talked about here. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. Talk to God about it. Let him lead your heart. If you have gone very far to 400 level, I advise that you might just finish and move on. But if you are in 200 level and you discover that everything is just messed up, you might need to apply for a change of course. They usually bring it out in schools every semester, every year. You take that and apply and switch. Sacrifice 1 year or 1.5 years so that your destiny can move forward. Don't have to kill yourself. Thank you. Last one and I'll close.
Okay, sir. If you make a marriage vow with someone without anyone joining you together, does it stand?
Are you going to be joining yourself? This world I can't trust many people. The young people of these days, they just wait. What they want today is just, daddy, we are married. That's just what they want. Listen, everywhere you see in Bible culture, people will go to a particular family and make their intentions known. And after their intention has been known, they will ask for the hand of the daughter of whoever it is in what? Marriage. After the consent, usually the ideal thing is for the girl to say yes. It's the girl. Usually it's not the parents that should say yes or not. But in African culture, parents are always putting too much of energy. Where they are supposed to have put energy sometimes, they will not put the energy. I've seen parents do some things and I'm like, this thing is not worth it. Why are you putting your energy? The energy of put that you were put in training the child, they did not put it. The child now managed to train herself and became very decent. They are still putting nishon that you know marry Igbo, you know marry Benin, you know marry. Leave this thing, mommy. Look at the person with the eyes of the spirit. If they fit into the perfect image of what Christ is molding them into, allow them. Are you getting what I'm saying right now? Yes. So what you need to do is that as a young guy, you like a particular lady, you have talked to the girl and she's interested. If you know the girl's mother has prophets, don't talk to her. Tell her to go and see their prophet. Because I'm telling you, you'll be in relationship 6 years after. Somebody will say, my mommy's prophet said, all your heart will break. So instead of that, ask the person, your mommy, you know, waka waka. You say yes. You say tell her to waka now. At the end of her waka, I will know what to say. Because if she has not finished all the time, they will carry name, roll paper, do everything. Did I tell you the story of a particular girl that rolled the wrong paper for her mother and took it to the prophet? And the prophet chose a name that does not exist. He say, Eleni, Eleni. The girl now came back and said, mommy, these names I gave you, I didn't give you the guy's name at all. I just wanted you to know that you and your prophet, Korofo. Hey, he won. normal here. Because there are some things that are not supposed to be. Are we here together? Yes. So what you do is that you go to that family with your parents, with elders. Because at that point, you are not able to make that decision by yourself. Your uncle, your parents, your elders, and they will seek for the hand of that person in marriage. And when they release that person, you can now decide whether you want to go to registry or you want to come to church. But if you come to church without going to registry, in Nigerian law, you are not yet married. It is just a birthday party that has been done for you. The marriage certificate in church does not suffice as a legal marriage in Nigerian law. Nigerian law has a standard, and it's at the registry that they will do that. The church can go ahead to the registry and collect that document on your behalf after you have submitted your name and done everything. So you may not need to go to registry again if you sign that same document in the church. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? You sign that same document in the church, then you are free. Then if you have not gone to the registry and you do traditional marriage, after you have finished the traditional marriage and you have lived for like 6 or 7 or 8 years, and the man sees another girl and goes to court with that, registry with that girl, you are not the wife of that man. It is that girl that is the wife. So all of you that they have married without going to registry, go and save your life. And as the man is saying, let's invest the money. Say, no, invest the money in me. I'm the investment. Let's go. Registry. Yeah. Because many times some men marry girls, family, traditional marriage, they come to church and they join them. They leave that registry thing for some years. Then maybe one guy travels abroad and a particular girl enters his head and he does registry stuff with her there. And maybe even in Nigeria, secretly. Maybe people do signs and wonders. You just discover that you don't have a place. You are just displaced. Thank you very much. Have you been blessed today? I want us to pray and we'll close. I want us to pray quietly and ask God to guide our hearts in decisions that we're making in life. That I will not take the discipline of God as judgment. No, He loves me. He cares about me. Can you pray and say, Father, I embrace your love. I embrace your correction. I embrace the teachings. I embrace your chastisements. All that you do for me, I embrace. Everything that you did on the cross of Calvary, I have embraced. And today I rely on you. I cast all my cares upon you because I know that you care for me. I hold on to you. Jesus, I hold on to you. Jesus, I hold on to you. All that I am and I will ever be is in your hand. Everything that I am. Truly, there's no shadow you won't light up. There's no mountain you won't climb coming after me. I embrace it. Against hope, I believe in you. Against hope, I believe in you. Whether you give it to me or you do not give it to me, I still believe in you. Yes, I still believe in you. I love you with all my life. I will follow you. I will follow you. Jesus, help me. I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted. I embrace your love all the days of my life. I am getting better. I am getting better. I am getting better. Can you pray and say, Holy Spirit, help me to attain maturity in faith. Every day of my life, I mature in faith. I get better every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I get better. In the name of Jesus, I get better. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A woman shared the story of how she nearly lost her marriage. She was always quarreling and fighting with her husband every and any day. The man did not want that fight. God had to discipline her when challenges started coming everywhere and things were going to fall apart. The discipline opened her eyes and she saw that she was going to lose this man. And she focused and paid attention and started giving her best. And that's how her marriage was revived. It was that discipline of everything turning upside down that brought her to her senses. I want you to pray and say, Father, help me know when you are disciplining me. Help me know when you are helping me know what it is that would have destroyed me. Help me know so that I can identify your discipline and adjust. Help me so that I can identify your discipline and adjust. Help me so that I can identify your discipline and adjust. Peradventure, there's something you are saying to me and I am not paying attention. And it is hurting me. It is affecting my relationship, my marriage, my career, my business, my finance, my spiritual life. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Jonah in the belly of the fish was a discipline for disobeying and running to Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh. Was discipline. It was discipline. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice. May God give you a hearing ears. May God give you a heart that understands. And God gives you eyes that see. You will understand when God is speaking. You will hear when God is speaking. In the name of Jesus. This moment I pray for everyone who came to this service with a burden in your heart. Somebody who came seeking burden. Somebody expecting an opportunity, an open door. Somebody expecting God to do something extraordinary or miraculous in your life. I stand upon the authority that is in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And I declare that in this month of October, I declare by the mercies of God, your testimony will break forth in the name of Jesus. Somebody shared a testimony with me of several years, close to 2 decades of not having a child. And recently God has given a triplet. Triplets is a miracle working God. I shouted after 19 years. And it says, man of God, my wife is carrying a triplet. Hold me in prayer. Ah! Tears nearly drop from my eyes. And I know that God is faithful. May God show you his faithfulness. May God show you his faithfulness. I don't know whatever it that has happened, that is happening right now in your career, in your place of work, in your health. You're going through a particular thing and you say, God, it has stayed too long. Why is he still here? God will show you his faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, you will recover all. You would be restored. That person in your academics, in your career, it's been a struggle, you'll be restored. In your family, in your marriage, you have been asking questions. Somebody's asking and saying, Pastor, I am tired. I just want to get divorced. I'm tired. And I said, no, you can't talk about that now. It's too early. Every person where there's turbulence in your life, in your career, in your business, I speak as a prophet of the living God and I declare, storm is over in the name of Jesus. The sun is shining again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those of us who have almost lost faith as a result of challenges, God says, come, son, I love you. I have not left you. You were considering leaving me, but I have not left you. I'm holding on to you. I love you. I have plans for you, and I will not let you go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.